The white wedding dress has long been a symbol of tradition, purity, and romance. But in 2025, that image is changing. More Australian brides are choosing colour over ivory, comfort over formality, and self-expression over convention. Joining us today is Jai Marshall, fashion design lecturer at Swinburne University of Technology. Jai recently wrote about how cultural shift, celebrity influence, and changing values are reshaping what the modern bride wears and what that means for the future of the wedding industry. Jai, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much.
No, not a problem at all. Pleasure to have you with us. So why do you think more brides today are moving away from the traditional white wedding dress?
Yeah, the white wedding dress has a real interesting history. And I think today it's all about, you know, this kind of younger generation coming through that not always identifies being religious, and therefore the need for a puffy white dress or a church wedding is no longer super relevant. But it is quite a complex topic because we have quite a few different influences that are significantly kind of impacting the reason why people are shifting away from the traditional white wedding dress. First of all, there's kind of the people that are moving away from kind of religious aspects about it, but it's also kind of tying in a little bit to that Australian laid-back culture. So we're seeing lots of different people adopting different colours and really going against this traditional norm.
And it's interesting how our different cultural traditions and their sort of wedding traditions are influencing the Australian bridal scene. So how is this happening, and what are we seeing in choices brides, I suppose, wedding planners making in regards to cultural identity?
Yeah, I mean, Australia is a very, you know, it's an increasingly multicultural country, and with this comes, you know, a real interesting blend of different traditions and wedding traditions. For example, you know, Chinese and Vietnamese weddings, it's customary to wear, you know, red for luck and prosperity. Where here in the Western society, you know, we've generally tend to see a white wedding dress that really stems back to Queen Victoria's 1840 wedding. It doesn't have super, you know, a massive tie to religion. It actually did really come from Queen Victoria wearing the wedding dress back in 1840, which most, you know, Westerners kind of took inspiration from. But today, you know, we have a mix of cultures in our society here in Australia, which does mean that we are seeing different colours come into play. We also have some really fantastic designers here in Australia that are also, you know, for example, Akira, he's a Japanese-born Australian who brings his particular flavour to the bridal sector. And I think it's really challenging a lot of bridal designers at the moment. No longer can they just have this traditional bride. I mean, in the last couple of years, in 2017, we saw same-sex marriage kind of legalised. And therefore, the target market for a wedding is also a lot broader than what we used to see.
And I suppose with everything these days, Jai, we are seeing celebrity weddings and social media influencing wedding design and Western fashion as well. So how has that helped normalize a more playful or unconventional bridal looks?
Yeah, I mean, every wedding, you know, since this is the rise of social media, everybody wants to out to everyone. And I think it's all about kind of stepping outside the box. I mean, when we think of the traditions of a wedding, and particularly here in Australia, it is about that social status. So kind of setting the scene with friends that, hey, I've met a level of social status that I'm, you know, going to get married. But actually in Australia, we're starting to see a bit of a decline in weddings. And this is kind of, I guess, impacting what we believe weddings to be. And I think younger generations coming through are really just wanting to celebrate themselves and celebrate the love that there is between a couple, and this doesn't have to be a super formal event, but rather a gathering of friends. And I think with that comes this kind of laid-back style of different colours coming into bridal dresses, which is really challenging for the bridal industry because most stores you go past are just full of white dresses. And I guess also with the younger generations at the moment, you know, we're seeing lots of financial pressures, which means that, you know, the reality of buying a white dress that you only wear once and is quite expensive just isn't quite realistic in today's age.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is that issue of financial pressures. It's an interesting dichotomy, like a duality between what you see in social media and celebrity wedding to these big lavish, trying to outdo the next person. But in reality, a lot of people are struggling to pay for wedding with the financial situation that a lot of people find themselves in. So what are we seeing more specifically in the choices that brides are making in terms of their fashion with that in mind?
Yeah, they're buying dresses that they can wear again and again. I mean, when we think of a groom, generally grooms continue to wear their suits after a wedding, where a bride generally doesn't find another occasion to wear a big white puffy dress.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a tough one, right?
Yeah, I think you might raise a few eyebrows if you're going to work in your big puffy dress.
Yeah.
I think it might be a bit hard. But it is kind of a resurgence of history. I mean, before the 1840s, brides did wear different colours. They wore black, greens, blues, and that was a financial pressure aspect back then. Back in the day, it just wasn't realistic to be able to keep a white dress clean on your wedding day and also to have the longevity of that garment. So we are starting to see, you know, I don't think we'll see super bright colours coming through super fast, but we have started to see more dresses that can be worn on more occasions, such as light pastel colours, and something that can, you know, serve well in the everyday wardrobe as well.
And just one more question before I have to let you go, Jai. Just to sum it all up for us, what changes are you seeing in the bridal fashion industry? Do you think the white dress is fading out, or are we just expanding what it means to look like a bride today?
I don't see the white dress going completely out. I do think there's lots of pressures around sustainability at the moment, particularly in the bridal sector. You know, so much energy and, resources from the earth are consumed in just producing one dress that gets used for one day. I think we do have to completely shift our thinking around how we create recycled and upcycled bridal dresses that don't have such a big impact on the environment. And this is a real interesting challenge that I'm looking forward to seeing the bridal sector continue to thrive with.
Fantastic. Thank you for those insights, Jai. That was very interesting. Thank you for joining me this morning on the Thursday Daily.
Thank you so much.
That was Jai Marshall, Fashion Design Lecturer at Swinburne University of Technology, talking about how today's brides are rewriting the rules of wedding fashion, not by rejecting tradition entirely, but making room for individuality, culture, and sustainability. As weddings become more personal and diverse, maybe the most meaningful something new is the freedom to wear whatever feels right.